This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Fast food workers walked off the job today in dozens of cities, continuing their push to unionize and to get higher pay. They're asking for double what the federal minimum wage is right now, increased to about $15 an hour. And that request was met with a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal today. It's a picture of a robot making pancakes with the words, "Why robots could soon replace fast food workers demanding a higher minimum wage." From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Chrissy Clark looked into that.
Michael Saltzman was one of the folks behind the ad. He's with the Employment Policies Institute, which is partly funded by the restaurant industry. He says the photo of the robotic chef that a company in Japan has been developing, complete with handkerchief tied around his robot head, it's not a stunt.
This could be one very tangible consequence.
The profit margins at most fast food places aren't that big, Saltzman says. So if restaurants raised wages, something would have to give. And since we seem to like our fast food cheap, what would likely give is jobs. Less stuff done by people, more by robo-chefs.
I've even seen very staunchly progressive economists like Dean Baker acknowledged, yeah, at that level, McDonald's would be laying people off.
So I called Dean Baker.
I'm Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research in Washington, D.C.
Baker's group is partly funded by labor unions, and it's true. When I ask him if doubling fast food worker pay would lead to more robots and fewer people working fast food joints, he agrees.
I'm sure you would see a lot of jobs lost.
But, he argues, even if there was a 30% drop in employment at these places, the remaining workers,
they take home twice as much pay, they're still way better off.
As for the workers that might lose their jobs, it would be painful, Baker says. But hopefully, as the economy gets back on its feet, other jobs would open up. And besides, in the future, robots will be probably taking many of these jobs anyway. So Baker argues it's good for the whole economy if the ones that are left pay a higher wage. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.